Oh, good morning. What a blessing to be here this morning. It was a real joy to me to know that, you know, we got a tremendous opportunity here this morning to just gather together for the sake of our children. So before we go any further, let us rise to our feet for a word of prayer. Father to us this morning, Lord, we rejoice that you've given to us little ones, Father, to take care of. Lord, and I pray, it's our desire to be here, dear God, to receive some wisdom, dear God, to give unto our children, dear God, that we might be able to grow up, dear God, godly young people, Father, arrows in your hands, Father. God, this morning, we just give this morning the hour to you, Lord. We give you the services to you, Lord. We pray that you might glorify your name this morning. That's our desire, Lord, that you might be lifted up, and that men can be drawn to yourself, Lord. And Father, this morning, may you have your way in each heart. Father, open every heart this morning to receive what you have for us this morning. Father, we pray these in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this morning when we were singing that song, we have a friend in Jesus. I was thinking, though, if we truly found a friend in Jesus Christ, I think we have found what we're going to share right here this morning. If he is a true friend to us, I think we have found the wisdom that we need, or the beginning of wisdom. And this morning, as I was still studying this morning a little bit for this service, I heard the shooting outside, and I was thinking, you know, what is going on? All the shooting outside, and I looked out, here's a bunch of men out hunting, and I thought, thank the Lord, I'm delivered from that thing. I laid the one gun down and picked up another one. It's a real gun. And I'm just so excited to know that the Lord delivers us from these things, you know, the cares of life. So bless the Lord to be delivered from some of those things. And my heart is turned to the children now. Instead of out and running around in the fields, all in vain anyway. So bless the Lord. Well, let's turn to our given text in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That's what was given to us to share on this morning. It's the fear of the Lord. It is the beginning of wisdom. I think what an opportunity we had to start at that point this morning, at the beginning of this day, or the beginning of the program that we have before us. You know, unless we fear God, you know, that is where the very beginning of wisdom is going to begin in our lives. And I trust this morning that all of you, that the reason that we're here this morning is concerning our children. We didn't just come here this morning to receive another program or to fulfill another day or another service. But it should be our desire, our deepest concern, to draw wisdom from the Word of God or what the Lord has for us this morning. And I know there's so many programs to be going to, so many programs to run to, so many meetings to even go to. But unless we go out of the fear of God and desire to learn wisdom or get wisdom in our own lives concerning our own children, you know, it's of no weight and no avail. It should be our desire this morning to draw wisdom from the Word of God. So we're not here this morning. Well, I trust we are here this morning concerning our children, our little ones that God has given to us or trust into our hands. And you know, the fear of God, really, what is the fear? What is the fear of God or wisdom? What is the definition of wisdom? There's looked in the dictionary, looked at wisdom to see really what wisdom is, really what the word of, or the definition of wisdom would be. And it says, it came out to say that it's the right discernment, a just and right discernment. And another description of wisdom talks about seeing things from God's point of view. That is really what wisdom is all about. It's seeing everything from God's point of view. And I actually had to go back to my own life concerning some of these areas in the lack of wisdom before I was converted. Of course, I used to have a pretty foul language in my own life. And but the day I got converted, the Lord really opened my eyes to the area of how my children were following me, and the words they used exactly the same words that I did. And the day I got converted, you know, my life changed, And I did not have to tell my son that he has to change his language. It automatically changed. And I had to think, you know, Lord, that is exactly seeing things from God's point of view, seeing the own need in my own life and the need to have my own life. I had to see, Lord, I'm not going the right way. And there's a quote I heard one time. Let me just read that quote I heard one time concerning all that. He says, a father realizes his sins have found him out when he sees his sons begin to sacrifice to his idols. Let me read that again. A father realizes his sins have found him out when he sees his sons begin to sacrifice to his idols. Unless we see that, you know, when we start seeing our children are starting to sacrifice their sins to our idols, it starts beginning to open our own eyes to realize, you know, hey, maybe I'm not going the right way in this area. And that is where the fear of the Lord really falls upon a person. If the fear of God comes upon a person, he realizes, you know, hey, I am not walking the way the Lord wants me to walk. And that's where wisdom really comes in, and seeing God's things at God's point of view. There's another area where they blessed me this morning is in Job 28. Let's turn to Job 28. Job chapter 28, we'll start reading at verse 12. And these verses are going to bring out really what wisdom really is. I was never seen these, I read over these verses quite often, but I never seen them the way I did this morning in the area how what wisdom really is and what God wants us to have. He says, with all that getting, get wisdom, and with all understanding, with everything you got, get understanding. He wants us to have wisdom in this our day. So let's read these verses in Job chapter 28, verse 12. But where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Two questions he's asking us. Where? But where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Man knoweth not the price thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living. The depth saith, it is not in me. And the sea saith, it is not in me. It cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. It cannot be valued with the gold of Ophir, or with the precious onyx, or of the sapphire. The gold and the crystal cannot equal it, praise our Lord. And the exchange of it shall not be for the jewels of fine gold. Neither, no mention shall be made of coral or of pearls, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. Praise our Lord. The topaz and of Ethiopia shall not equal it, neither shall it be valued with pure gold. Whence then cometh wisdom, and where is the place of understanding? Seeing it is hid from the eyes of the living, and kept closed from the fowls of the air. Destruction and death say, we have heard the fame thereof with our ears. God understandeth the way thereof, and knoweth the place thereof, for he looketh to the ends of the earth, and seeth under the whole heaven, to make the weight of the winds, and he weigheth the waters by measure, when he made a decree for the rain, and a way for the lightning of the thunder, then did he see it, and declared it, he prepared it, yea, and searched it out. And unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. I mean, those verses I read over and over again, I never seen them this morning. The Lord opened my eyes and saying, well, thank you, Jesus, for these words. You know, this is what we need anyway for the seeing that wisdom. Really, it's we can't buy it. It's just a matter of, you know, we need to fear God to really get a hold of wisdom. Unless we fear God, we got to let the fear of God tremble upon our whole hearts to really get a hold of the beginning of it. The beginning of wisdom is to fear God. And it can't be compared with a thing. Where shall it be found? Well, it can be found when we start fearing God. Let the fear of God come upon our own hearts. The responsibility we have for our children, our little ones. They are souls. They are going to spend eternity somewhere. And it's God's heart that we have our children at the end. I know it's God's heart that we have our children then, but if we don't let the fear of God tremble upon our own hearts, you know, I guess the Lord just opened my eyes to the area of the responsibility of my children after I got converted. You know, I had to lay a lot of work down, Lee, a lot of areas in my life that I lay them down because of my children. Well, thank the Lord for that. You know, I'm not complaining. I'm rejoicing because He's done that. Not to complain because I had to lay away some work. I'm just going to burn anyway then. My children are going to go with me. If I let the fear of God come upon my heart and realize that wisdom is the principal thing. Well, the question comes to us, do we fear the Lord? Let's turn to Isaiah 66, verse 1 and 2. Isaiah 66, verse 1 and 2. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye built unto me, and where is the place of my rest? For all those things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is of poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Well, that's a nice picture of fearing the Lord. When we get a hold of the reality of God's word, we let the word of God really come upon our own hearts to realize, you know, hey, we're going to be judged by the Word of God. And concerning, especially this morning, since it's a homeschool fellowship day here, let the fear of God tremble upon our own hearts concerning our own children. And let's let the Word of God tremble at the Word of God, what He says about our own children. And how He wants our children to follow us. And they will follow us. I had to think of the description, though. I read a little, I think it was a tract about a child. And it said a child is born with about as innocent hearts, and we'll find out a thing on the heart. And what is closest to our heart is what goes on that child's heart. The thing that's closest to us, well, we'll be writing on that heart, and it has nothing on it. So what we put on that heart is what is going to motivate that child to go forth in his life. So I think, what a tremendous opportunity we have as a child is born to realize this child has not a thing on his heart. His heart is pure, clean, not a speck on that heart. And it's what's closest to us is what we're going to put on that child's heart. So let the fear of God come upon us, and the responsibility, the reality of it all is what's going to rest upon us, and what's close to us will be on that child's heart. And if you watch, especially for myself, watching my children, too often I see myself and my children. So to let the fear of God come upon our own hearts, I think if we change our lives, I don't think that it takes too much to our own children. I think they'll follow pretty well, which I've seen already in my own life, changing my own life. So if we let the Word of God come up, the reality of a compound, we start trembling before God and the reality of the truth of God's Word. That is when we know we're fearing God, when we see the reality of God's Word and how we're going to be judged by it someday. Well, I think, you know, as we look at that history, you know, I think it was God's desire ever since the fall man to find men that fear Him and that walk in the wisdom of God. And I think, you know, as you look back in history anyway, you take Noah, for instance. You know, God looked for men. He looked for men like Noah. Or anybody that was, his heart was right before God, just and filled with the fear of God and walking in the wisdom of the Lord. And you find what God said to Noah. He said, Noah found grace in the sight of God. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. So God is looking for men. And I think He still is. Even looking down history, all the men He used and the men He did use were the ones that were filled with wisdom. The ones that walked in the fear of God is the ones that He was after. I mean, you could go down all the way down the Old Testament and pick out men looked like Noah. Noah, he walked with God. And Moses was a meek man. God looked for men to use. And I think that's what He's after today. Men that are going to look to their families and lead their families and to raise up some more men that will walk in the fear of the Lord and be filled with the wisdom of God. Then we can look at David. David was a man after God's heart. He, you know, he used David in every area of life. And we can look at Solomon. His desire was for wisdom. That was Solomon's desire. When God asked him what he wants, he told him he wants wisdom. And then you go down to the New Testament, you can take all kinds of men out of the New Testament, how God used men that were walking with God. The one that had the fear of God resting upon their own lives and were filled with wisdom. I had to think even as he looked as in Acts chapter 7, where he sought out the seven men that were looking for men. These men that were filled with wisdom and walking in the fear of God. When they were looking for men, when the widows were being neglected, and they're reading in the book of Acts, verse chapter 7, and he was looking for men that were filled with wisdom and understanding of the Word of God. And he sought out seven men. We can see the men he took out then and how they were used of God after they had sought out seven men. And the other thing is, is it still God's heart today that we walk in the fear of God, in the wisdom that He wants us to have? Let's turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 5. Deuteronomy chapter 5, let's start reading in verse 22. These words the Lord spake unto all your assemblies in the mount out of the midst of the fire, of the cloud, and of the thick darkness, with a great voice. And he added no more, and he wrote them in two tables of stone and delivered them unto me. And it came to pass, when he heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, for the mountains did burn with fire, that ye came near unto me, even all the heads of your tribes and ye elders. And ye said, Behold, the Lord our God has showed us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day the God that doth talk with man, and he liveth. Now therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us, if we hear the voice of the Lord our God any more. Then we shall die. For who is there of all flesh and hath heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the midst of the fire, and as we have, and live? Verse 27. Go thou near and hear all that the Lord our God shall say, and speak thou unto us all that the Lord our God shall speak unto thee, and we will hear it and do it. And the Lord heard the voice of your words when ye spake unto me, and the Lord said unto me, I have heard the voice of the words of the people, which they have spoken unto thee. They have well said all that they have spoken. Verse 29 says, Oh, that there was such an heart in them, that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. Can we see the heart of God here? Can we see what God wants for us today? Here in verse 27, he says, the children of Israel were talking to Moses. He says, Moses, go near and hear all that the Lord shall say, and speak thou that unto us. And speak thou unto us all that the Lord our God shall speak and unto thee, and we will hear it and will do it. That was the heart of the children of Israel. They wanted to hear everything that the Lord. They told Moses, you go to the mountain, you listen to what the Lord has to tell you, and you come back and you tell everything that the Lord told you unto you. And we will hear you, and we will do it. What was he talking about? They just gave him the commandments in the beginning of the verse. In the beginning of the chapter, it talks about the commandments that the Lord gave to Moses. And this is what they were hearing. He said, Moses, you go to God, up to the mountain, and you will hear what he tells, and come back and tell all that God has told you. And we will hear you, and we'll do it. And the Lord heard the voice of the people. The Lord heard the voice of the children of Israel. And in verse 29, he says, But oh, that there was such an heart in them that they would fear me and keep all the commandments that he had given to Moses. And God was saying, if they only do this, if there only be a heart like that in them. And again, this is what God is saying to us this morning. All the commandments are given to us, you know. Let us hear God and do all of them. Why? They might be well with us. And not with just with us, but our children forever. All of our children. And it's God's heart that we would fear God and do all of his commandments. Enough of fear will tremble upon our hearts, that wisdom might flow from us. Because the beginning of wisdom is only to fear God. And God wants us to fear him, that not only us might be saved, but all of our children forever. Bless the Lord for that verse. It's going to inspire me to know that it's God's heart that we have that. It's God's desire. You know, I had to think, you know, we were not too long ago, we were down here to the neighboring fair here, and there's a lot of young Mennonite men there, and I just so grieved me because he came from where we came from, knowing that there's no fear in him. And I think, you know, that's not the young men's problem, but it goes back to the parents. There's no fear in the parents' hearts concerning those evil things, walking around with the world. Question comes up, do you love the world? Or do you love Jesus? Oh, they love Jesus. What about the world? I need to say, there's no fear upon their own hearts. I think, you know, the problem, we can look at the young men out there in the fairs, but what about the men? It starts with the men. If the men with the fear of God shone upon their own hearts, young men will come right after. It's God's desire that our children follow us. And God, the children will not follow us if there's no fear of God within our own hearts. God cannot get the children to follow after His own wisdom. So let's see God's heart in all the things. You know, God wants us to fear Him and that our children might be saved at the end. You know how to think of some Bible characters. Just take for Noah. The fear of God that rested upon Noah. We can read in Genesis chapter 7 verse 1. It says, "And the Lord saith unto Moses, Come thou and all thine house into the ark, And the Lord said unto Noah, Come thou and all thine house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation." Here we can see Noah and the fear of God that he walked in and the wisdom he walked in. Who was saved? But all of his house. Him and all of his house went into the ark. Because he was found righteous in this generation. He was the one that walked in the fear and the wisdom of God. And his children were saved with him. And you can look down history, you know, how many people had young men, people that didn't just walk in lukewarm, kind of haphazard through life, how did children turn out? Their children went about their own ways as well. And we can look at Caleb's life. There, when the children of Israel were ready to go to the land of Canaan, who were the men that went in and said the walls of the skies, the men are like giants? I don't think any one of those children got into the land of Canaan. But God told Caleb, and he told Joshua and Caleb that, well, let's turn to Deuteronomy 1:36. They were the ones that walked in the fear and the wisdom of the Lord. They were the ones that went in to spy out the land. They were the ones that came out and seen things, seen the land of Canaan from God's point of view. Those are the ones that are walking in wisdom. They have seen that these giants are going to be meat for us. You know, it's no problem. You can take it. We can overtake them. There'll be no problem. Those are the ones that are walking in the fear and in the wisdom of the Lord. And look what God told them. Verse 34. "And the Lord heard the voice of your words and was wroth at the sayings. Surely there shall not one of these men of this evil generation see the good land which I swear to give unto your fathers, save Caleb and his sons." Save Caleb, the son of, I don't know how to pronounce his name, "he shall see it, and to him will I give the land that he has trodden upon, and to his children, because he has wholly followed the Lord." Here God promised Caleb that he's going to be the one that's going to walk in the land of Canaan, him and his children, because he wholly followed the Lord. He has done everything that he knew. He walked under the fear of God and the wisdom of the Lord. And he gave Caleb and his sons the land of Canaan. And we can go back to Acts chapter 10. Let's go back to Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10, we'll start reading verse 1. "There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man and one that feared God with all of his house, which gave much alms to the people, and he prayed to God always." Here another situation of a man that has had all of his children. He walked in the wisdom of God. He walked underneath the fear of God. He seen every area of life from God's point of view. He was walking in the wisdom of the Lord. And he had all of his house. He had the whole house. There was not one missing. I think, Lord, just open our eyes so we might be able to see how what the Lord wants for us. You know, we can see these verses, we want to come, we want to learn more. I hope it's our desire and our utmost desire to get wisdom today, not just to fulfill another day, not just to come, fill up another day. Because you know, there's so many areas we can go to learn about our children, but unless we let the fear of God fall upon our own hearts and realize, you know, we've got to do what we know. We just can't run to this program and to this program, this seminar, and to learn. It's not going to work. But unless we let the fear of God come upon our own hearts and the reality of God's Word, and to see what God wants for our children. I think, Lord, open my own eyes. I don't see this the way I see it. When I was studying this thing, Lord, help me to see that it's the beginning of wisdom. It's to fear Him. It's to see that we need to fear God and to see, and this is where we get to wisdom, once we start seeing things from God's point of view. And I guess I just wish I could impress upon my own heart enough to see how much we need to fear God. Because that's the only the beginning of the wisdom, is to fear God. So this morning, that's my heart and a challenge to you all that, you know, as we progress in this day, let us keep our eyes open and see what the Lord has for us. I'm sure there's areas in our life we can grow. I know I do. I'm excited to see what the Lord has for me today and to see where I can grow and to lead my children close to the Lord and have the wisdom, draw wisdom, and that I might be able to share with my children and to see our children raise up to be young men of God. So it's my challenge to you all just to keep our hearts open to the Lord, and you know, we can run here and there, but unless we open our hearts to the fear of God and let the reality of it all fall upon our hearts, you know, we're going to go away here empty. And our children will not be affected by it all. So may the Lord bless you all, and as the day progresses in here, and we wish you all God's blessing.
Thank you for listening. We hope this message has blessed you. If you would like additional messages or a catalog, please visit our website at ccfsermons.org. Call us at 855-55-CHARITY or write to us at Charity Christian Fellowship, 59 South Groffdale Road, Leola, PA, 17540. This ministry is supported by your donations. May Jesus Christ be Lord of all.